Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Like many of you, I like to listen to podcasts. Sure, my favorite is the HR Happy Hour Show, but I listen to a bunch of other ones as well. One of my favorites is a basketball-themed podcast called The Woj Pod, hosted by legendary scoop chaser Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. On a recent episode, the Woj interviewed Steve Clifford, the longtime NBA head coach and assistant coach who was recently let go from a pretty decent five-year run with the Charlotte Hornets. Sure, this basketball pod was mostly about basketball, but the best part of the conversation almost had nothing to do with basketball, but rather when Coach Clifford shared some of the leadership and talent management lessons he's learned from a three-decade career in basketball coaching. These lessons, while learned by Clifford in the context of a basketball team, are pretty valid for just about any leadership, coaching, and talent management scenario there is. I'll just break them off one by one without too much additional commentary, as like all the best leadership advice, these concepts pretty much are easy to both understand and to visualize how they would fit in your context, in your organization. Lesson 1. Never address your team unless you really have something important to say. Coach Clifford used the example of a coach halting a practice to assemble the entire team and then saying something really silly or obvious like, "Guys, we need to hustle more." Professional basketball players, and likely the experienced folks on your team too, don't need you to repeat the obvious. They need you to help them navigate issues, understand challenges, and align the organization with the bigger picture. Wasting the entire team's time with nonsense is a sure path to them eventually tuning you out. Lesson 2. If someone asks the people on your team about you, the answer you are aiming for is, "He or she really wants me to succeed." Coach Clifford made the important point that pro basketball players all care about their own development, their careers, and their future opportunities as much, if not more, than the team's success. And it's just silly to ignore that. And the best coaches find ways to balance the two sometimes competing goals and motivations. And the key to this is not exactly about caring about the players' employees. It's fine to care about them, don't get me wrong. But what you really need to do to get the best effort out of the players is for them to think and see evidence that you want them to be successful. And sometimes that means tough, hard to hear feedback. But most good players, and hopefully most employees, will see that not as you don't care about them or don't like them. Again, neither matters all that much comparatively, but that you are ultimately invested in their career success. And the final lesson, lesson number 3, leadership and coaching is not the same thing as skill development. The last point on this, again, had a basketball context in the podcast that I referenced, but it does carry over to the real world too. For pro basketball players, developing new skills or improving their skills has to be seen as one of the basic elements that will lead to career success. But Clifford sees that largely as the responsibility of the player, with some support from the coaches and other members of the staff. But the head coach and the organizational leader really is responsible for understanding each player's skills, assessing how individuals fit best within what the team is trying to achieve, and to reach back up to the last item, that last lesson before, to learn how to position each player for the best chance of success. And one more sub-point to this, Clifford also made a great point about how it is important for players not to lose sight of their strengths while they simultaneously look to develop new skills. That's really solid stuff. 3 great lessons, short podcast, and a really interesting way to look at how basketball and sports tie us back to the real world in HR, management, and leadership. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.